then to the last part of verse 45. Let us listen for the word of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of the Lord, of those who seek the Lord, rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. When he summoned famine against the land and broke every staff of bread, he had sent a man ahead of him, of Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he had said came to pass. The word of the Lord kept testing him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all of his possessions to instruct his officials at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Praise the Lord. And then from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, starting with the 22nd verse, and I will read to verse 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to join you on the water." Said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Then Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God. Amen.